We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into a very special edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, powered by and presented by our friends in Bend, Hum Kombucha, fizzy, made with the all organic ingredients, probiotics. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love for all of Beaver Nation in Bend. We are joined, and the reason it's so special, it is every week, but we have two outstanding young men from the Oregon State football team in the midst of spring practice heading towards a scrimmage and practice Saturday at Mountainside High School in Beaverton at 11, open to Beaver Nation, and then, of course, the spring game at Reser the following Saturday, April 20th, 11 o'clock. Autographs, and at that event, a uniform unveiling, autographs at both sessions. So these are exciting times for Oregon State football. We're joined by Anjay Hughes-Murray and Hamika Rashid Jr. Now, both of these names, first of all, are interesting names. So we'll begin there, guys. The spelling of the names, the pronunciation of the names. So I want to kind of get both of you guys to maybe explain the origins of names and the spelling of names and all of those things before we actually dive into the football stuff. Anjay, I start with you, and yet I see A-N-D-R-Z. Yeah, I mean, it's so where did that name, I mean, what does that name mean? Where did it come from?
So my name is Polish, actually. It means manly or warrior. So, yeah, that's really bad.
But pronounced American, anglicized into Anjay.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Anjay Hughes-Murray joins us, and now another interesting name that we've said Hamilcar Rashid, we've said Hamilcar Rashid, we've said it a lot of ways. I want to hear you say it once, and then we'll go from there.
Hamilcar.
So let's get the whole first name, last name. Let's go the whole thing, if you don't mind.
Hamika Rashid Jr.
Hamika, were you the kid all the way from grade school where teachers are taking attendance and you always have to explain your name?
For sure. I was always the one that always had to correct people. I heard people say Hamilcar, Hamilton. It goes on and on. It's really crazy.
It's crazy because not only the first name, but the last name, Rashed Rashid, and I think we've had it a couple of different ways during your time here, and even when you got here, we were calling you Hamilcar.
Yeah.
Did you make the correction subtly with somebody at some point?
I think my mom came to me, and she was like, I think they're saying your name wrong on the announcements, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go check them, have them check it on the bio on my roster page also, so... It was a lot going on.
It seems like it's always an older family member, a mom or a dad or a grandma, who says they need to get that right.
For sure.
So what does that name mean? And where did your father's name that? But Hamilcar, it's an interesting name. You're the only person with your father, the only place I've ever come across it. So what are the origins of that name for you?
My origins is, it's African, obviously, but it's from Hannibal's son, Hamilcar Barca. So I'm an African warrior pretty much on an elephant, so... Cool origins about it.
Yeah.
Well,
you told me that.
So you're learning some
things. That's cool. I never learned that before. So
that's a general.
That's why we do these dual podcasts, so you guys learn about each other.
Hamilcar Rashid Jr., Anjay Hughes Murray, our guests in this week's Beaver Sports Podcast. As always, brought to us by our friends at Visit Corvallis. You can experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and extend your stay to take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play. And our podcast presented as well by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. Let's also talk about numbers. Now, have you been, Anjay, 49 your whole time? I know that Hamilcar is 59-9, but have you been 49?
49 all the way.
Okay. Was that what you had in high school?
Nope.
Okay. So, tell us the story of the number. What were you in high school, and how did you end up with 49 here?
I wore 6 in high school. There was a guy I looked up to, and traditionally, like, some good players have worn number 6 in my high school, so... they passed it down to me, and that was pretty cool. But when I got here, I didn't even know what number I was going to get, and they just gave me 49. And then I feel like people know me as 49, right. So now.
You're leaving it that way. It's a good number. Now, what about the change for you, 59-6, or to 59-9, I should say?
First, I was in high school, I was number 3 and 11. First, my dad wore 3, so... I decided to wear 3 in high school, and then my brother wore 11 in high school, so I wore that. But when I came here, they gave me 59. I really didn't have a choice, so it was kind of crazy. I was like, oh, when are we going to get to pick our numbers and that? And they just stuck me 59, so I was like, oh, I'll just do my best with the 59, make it look good, do whatever I can. I choose 9. I decided to choose 9, so I just like triple up on my dad, number 3, so...
Yeah.
Why not?
It's funny, you guys are pretty casual about it. You joked about, you know, what you got is what you got, but are there guys on the team that make a stink about it? They want their number.
For sure. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people arguing about getting 3. I wanted 3 at a point, but it's like, rather just go for another number. Coach Smith had 9, so he was like, when I asked him, I went up there, he was like, wear my number well and show out with it. So I was like, oh, I got you, Coach.
Now, Niner, one of them, you know, he's called Niner because he wore it and wore it so well, as you well know. We'll get into the coach, year 2, the whole era in a minute. One other thing, what are you wearing around your neck? Does that have something to do with your heritage?
It's just a Jesus piece, so okay. Just, you know.
It's a good thing to wear. So do you find, I mean, is that part of your faith and the way you try to live your life?
For sure. I'm definitely a Christian, been born and raised around it, always going to Sunday church every day, every week, so. It's been a big thing, part of my family.
Good to hear, Hamilcar. Okay, guys, a little bit on year 2. I've talked to Mike McDonald. I've talked to Coach Smith. I've talked to Tim Tibisar. The sense I get from a year ago at this time with a kind of new coaches and a new system to right now, I'd just love to hear both of you talk about the differences and maybe how far advanced you feel about how this spring camp's going and what you're heading toward in 2019.
You know, I think it all started in the weight room. I think we really made strides compared to where we were last year. You know, when we first came here, we were just learning the lifts, you know, with little to no weight on them, you know. But now, like, we were able to hit the ground running, and guys were, you know, crushing the weights, you know, killing the workouts and stuff, and we've just been able to keep rolling. you know, and then we did the speed training and all that stuff, and guys were getting bigger, faster, stronger. You know, personally, I've gained, I think, about 20 pounds since I've been back here. So, you know, that's been a thing that's really helped me a lot. And then in the system, you know, there's no new wrinkles. It's just, you know, it's all just kind of sharpening your tools, basically, you know.
How about you, Hamaka? What do you sense a year ago to now, the differences?
Just piggybacking off Andre, yeah. Last year, we mainly did, like, this training, like, doing the fundamentals in weight room, learning how to actually power clean, doing everything right before you can actually put weight on. And we mainly did, like, conditioning stuff. So now it's like, oh, we're going to bulk up right now, get our bodies right, do maxes and speed work and all that so we can get ready for next year. That's how monthly I see this year. And football-wise, I see it as, yeah, we're sharpening our tools, but, like, we got to do stuff now. It's, like, uncommon way. We got to do the common things in uncommon ways, like Coach preaches, and that's a big step we're taking right now.
Absolutely. Which coach preaches that message?
Coach Smith, for sure.
Coach Smith. That's his saying.
That's, yeah. His,
that's his saying.
And it resonates with you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Coach McDonald talked to us on this very podcast about the early stages of teaching you guys how to lift. Was that strange to you, doing all of that, going through it without weights that first year, and now you're starting? I mean, he just the way he described it was a bit unorthodox.
I'll say yeah to that. Coming in, you know, you do all the work from breaks and stuff, trying to bulk up, get big, get ready for competition when you come back. Then you come back and it's like, oh, you're only doing the bar. And it's kind of like, it kind of messes with your mind, but it's like, I should be doing way more weight than this because I know how to do it. But nothing's wrong with learning new things and continue to listen and learn from what they're saying.
So, Andre, after learning that and then going through it to now, do you understand the method and the madness that it was?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I think we all understand that Coach Mack knows what he's doing. There was a reason for doing things the way he did. I have no complaints about anything that we do. You know, I really feel like everything is a lot of, like, functional movement stuff, and a lot of things translate right over to the field, you know.
Plus, he's a really big guy.
I mean, I practiced the other day. I kind of, like, tapped him on the back, and I was like, Hey, Coach, solid now.
Yeah, that's good that he lives it and is able to share all of that knowledge and experience with you guys. Andre Hughes-Murray, Hamaka Rashid Jr., our guests on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Want to get to intricacies of the outside linebacker position and how it works in your scheme and just your understanding of schematics and so on a little bit more in just a second. But one last thing about the strength and conditioning. Hamaka, Andre mentioned gaining weight and liking it. Where have you been with all of that?
Last year I lost a little bit of weight, but right now I'm up to like 236 right now, so getting a little bit of weight. Just keep trying to pushing up more weight as we go on, so that's where I'm at.
Is there any balance, guys? And I ask you, Andre, adding that weight, is you have to be careful not to sacrifice the speed that you need at the outside linebacker.
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of one of my fears. But, you know, I think with the speed training that Coach Mack was doing with us, it allowed me to put on, you know, a lot of weight, but still be pretty quick. So, you know, I'm up to I was 255 today.
Now, you laugh at that. Why are you laughing, Hamaka?
Honestly, don't know where that came from. So I'm pretty sure he was like 240 last week, but hey.
That's a pretty good week,
yeah,
man.
That's a really good week.
What, 15 pounds in a week.
15 pounds in a week. What's the most important when you're gaining the size and the strength from the linebacker position? Is it upper body strength? Is it explosion in the legs? What's the most important?
Really, I feel like it's through my whole body. You know, I feel like my legs are strong, my arms are strong, you know, upper body-wise. And it's allowed me to be, you know, more physical at the line of scrimmage. I'm not getting moved around. You know, I'm able to dictate what I want to do, you know, with blockers and things. And so that's been really helpful for me.
Okay, guys, let's dive into it a little bit. There's an excitement level about year two. Certainly we saw flashes on both sides of the ball last year of the good things that are coming. the health that you guys have, the shape you're in, the understanding of the schemes. Hamika, let me ask you just kind of what you hope and believe is ahead, why Beaver Nation should get excited. When you guys are on the field defensively, the kind of havoc you hope to wreak, what you think you're going to be able to do defensively this year and year two, why you're excited about it?
I'm definitely excited. I know a lot of people talked about our run stopping and stuff like that, but we're striding on that for sure. We have been doing a real great job with that, being more physical, shedding off blocks, just destruction and havoc in the backfield. Just that's where our main goal is right now. And this pass destruction, getting off blocks, always winning your one-on-one. That's what Coach always talks about, always winning your one-on-one matchup. You know, other people are giving, like, sacrifices for someone else to win. So just win your one-on-ones, like always.
What about you, Andre, as a senior now? You guys have been through a lot, seen a lot, gone through different coaches and approaches. But for you, do you feel like you're sitting on a big year and a great way to go out?
Absolutely. You know, I'm excited. I know that I've been putting in a lot of work, and I know that, you know, guys like him, Matt, John, you know, all those guys, they're putting in a lot of work too. Really, it's just everybody's, you know, really working on their craft, and I think that I don't want to say guys are taking it more seriously, but you can just see the focus is there right now. You know, we're not worried about what other people are saying. We're worried about getting better as a football team. And, you know, that's just been a big thing. It's like we got to control what we can control. We got to get better. We have to get better. You know, we don't care about what people think about us. We got to get better and take steps in the right direction.
Have you been working, has there been a concentration this spring, maybe not in spring, but in the fall, they're one-on-one tackling. Is that something you guys are working on?
Yeah, absolutely. We do team tackle. Well, it's called team tackle, but really it's, you know, one-on-one, you and another guy. And, you know, it's just, we're just going through reps and reps and reps and reps for, 5 or 10 minutes or so, almost every practice. Mm. So one-on-one tackling, that's something we've been you know, trying to get better at. And then also, like Ham said earlier, is run defense. You know, our Coach Tibbs has been telling us, especially, you know, be aggressive, play aggressively. You know, we're switching up our techniques just a little bit we're not playing on our heels. We're going forward and we're attacking the offense, basically. You know, we're not defending them, we're attacking them.
What about the intellectual part of all of this? Both of you are graduating soon. Congratulations to both of you to be getting degrees. That's a tremendous accomplishment given all that's on your plate and the responsibilities in your sport. But there's certainly a strong learning curve and intellectual component about trying to master the schemes of this 3-4 that Coach Tibisar teaches. Hamika, how's that gone in terms of understanding so you can play at speed and not have to be thinking as much?
Honestly, I think it just starts with us. But yes, Coach is a wonderful coach. Coach Tibbs, he teaches everything, not just our position, but what the D-line is doing, what the middle backer is doing, what everybody's doing around us so we can play faster and learn and know what everybody's doing. I think that's where it starts. It's like, yeah, we know what to do. We know what's happening around us so we can play faster. It's just up to us to not hesitate, to not overthink it. That's what happens. Usually people overthink it and they hesitate. And that's what I feel like a little bit of stuff happened last year. We're hesitant when we're overthinking it. You can't really overthink it. You just got to believe what you've been taught and actually go do it.
Being able to react rather than think is not is underestimated. In other words, year two, you already know you can go. Year one, you got to think about it. So a lot of people don't realize that how much easier it is the more you can just go.
Any thought on that, Andre, just about the playing rather than having to overanalyze it?
You know, Coach Tibbs is telling us to just go play, you know. Don't think, like, you've done all the preparation you could up to this point. So, like, if you know it, go out and do it. Like, if you don't, still, you know, play your tail off. You know, if you make a mistake, Coach Tibbs tells us, you know, make it 100 miles per hour. So
that sometimes can make up even if you – make a mistake, speed, desire.
Yeah.
You know, you can still come back and make a play, even if you were maybe out of position at the start of it. Absolutely. Go make a play. Tell me a little bit about the depth you guys are building on the outside. You've mentioned names like Matthew and John. Addison hasn't been able to play yet, but he's going to in the fall. And I assume he's going to make a big impact too. Isaac Garcia has been moved over to outside linebacker. So tell me, both of you guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts about yourselves as anchors up there, but just Hammock, I'll ask you first, kind of the depth at that outside position.
Depth, I'm pretty sure I wasn't really in spring ball for like the last 2 weeks. That's why I'm pretty sure Isaac came. But our depth is pretty good. I'm pretty sure we have 7 or 8 right now. Riley, Addison, Anje, me, myself, Matt Togo,
John,
yeah, and Riley. So we're pretty up there. For us right now, we're just – us being the veterans right now, we got to show the way. That's what coach talked to us yesterday about being more physical. Mm-hmm. We can't just like sit back and let the other people do what we got to do. We got to show the way. We got to be more physical. We can't be hesitant. If they see us hesitant, then they're going to be more hesitant. So we just got to pave the way for other people and just know.
Now, Anje, you've played both inside and outside. You've gone back and forth. That couldn't have been easy, but do you feel like you've settled, you know who you are, what you're supposed to do in this defense more than ever now?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not going back and forth. I'm not being confused by anything. It's just I'm going out and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you know, or doing my best to, if I should say. But, you know, honestly, I just feel like Ham said, you know, we just got to go out, pay the way, and bring a physicality. You know, I think that Ham and I are two physically imposing forces on the edges, so that's something that we really got to bring.
What's your favorite thing about football?
I would say my PG answer is going out and you know, hitting people.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, I like being physical. Yeah, honestly, I like collisions. Call me crazy, but I like, you know, hitting things. I like
sure.
being able to run full speed and, you know, call me crazy, like yeah. I said, but run into somebody.
What about you, Evan?
Oh, that's a tough question. I love it all, but I would say actually, yeah, just knowing that people can't move me, it's hitting people.
So a little bit more specifically, is there a particular play? I many years ago on a low, low level, played defensive end or outside linebacker. And I love to put the shoulder down to stop the lead blocker and have the running back run right into him. Is it stopping lead blocks? Is it busting up the middle on a blitz or sacks? I mean, what's your favorite play when it's called?
Well, this guy, you're talking to, did I read right, you had 10 sacks in one game in high school?
Yeah, in high school. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's,
yeah,
that is crazy.
Yeah, I had about, 42 years of playing varsity, so, yeah, it was
pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good one.
So would it be taking the quarterback down as a play if you know your number's called and you're coming and here we go? I mean, I know you're oftentimes involved in the pass rush, but do you get, I think John's asking, is there a sense of anticipation? I got this one.
Oh, for sure. That's how he's supposed to come every time. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to let him block me.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come out. If he blocks me, I'm going to get off it. I'm going to make a sack. I'm going to make a big play. That's what we're always thinking, you know. Not just going to, oh, he's going to block me. He's going to do this. So it's like, we're
always leveling a guy who's a receiver coming over the middle.
Oh, that's a big thing right there. Don't come in there thinking it's sweet in there. That's how I feel.
Hey, guys, I want to ask you about the inside guys, and we'll close it up a little bit about other sports, other things, because I know, Anje, you're proud of what ISIS is getting to do, going to the Nationals. Want to hear your thoughts about that, because I heard you were front and center at the championships this past week at Gill. So we'll get to that in just a second. So be thinking about other sports and things. But the inside guys, we're talking about outside linebackers. Avery Roberts comes in. I haven't seen him play yet, but I'm wondering how you feel that Avery will impact with the other returning inside guys, Shamar, Doug, Isaiah. Just your thoughts about what's happening on the inside, Anje.
You know, I think Avery's a hell of a player. You know, he's come in and, you know, when he hits guys, they go backwards, and that's what we need. As far as, you know, Shamar, Doug, and Isaiah go, you know, I think they're really athletic guys, and I think all four of them are athletic. I think they're all, you know, pretty similar playing styles. I think Coach Bray has really ingrained what he wants from them into their mentality and how they play. So, like I said, they play fast, they play physical, and that's what we need on defense.
Hamika, do you have a thought about Avery, who we don't know as well yet, how he'll impact this defense, and then the other guys, too, in that mix?
I definitely have high hopes for Avery. I'm going to hold him to a high standard no matter what, just like everybody else. Yeah. I believe that he's going to be a great player for us, and no matter what, I want him to act like it and actually show up and hit people, set back people, knock back blocks, right, do whatever he can. It's like whatever we – because we feed off them also. It's say somebody, one of them gets a tackle for loss in the backfield, that hypes everyone up. Like what Coach Tibbs says, one play could change a game, one play could change a season.
One season can change your life.
Yeah.
You guys are listening to all of this, it's becoming part of how you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, if it makes sense, might as well listen.
Yeah.
Do you guys hold each other, not just each other here, but other guys in your group or even guys on the team, accountable if they're slacking in practice or anything like that?
Yeah.
Well, for sure. That's just like in the weight room. Don't skip reps. That's where it starts. Yeah. We got 10 reps. Don't do 9. Don't do 8. Don't skip reps. That only hurts you. So it's like we want to get better. If you got to do extra, just not skip reps. I'd rather you do that than skip a rep. So it's like, we're going to hold you for accountable. No matter what.
You feel even more sense of that as a senior guy on the team, making sure you're one living it, being a good example, but holding the younger players, kind of teaching them this is how we do it here?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I kind of, I don't want to say put pressure on myself, but I guess I'm trying to hold myself to a higher standard, being an older guy and stuff. And I think me and Ham, feed off of each other a lot in as far as like holding guys accountable and just making sure that, we're heading in the right direction. Like Han said, we're not skipping reps. In practice, we're jogging, we're running to the drills. We're finishing to the ball, we're punching at the ball, we're doing things the right way to do. We're doing things that the things that we're coached in practice. Because that's how we get better. We got to do the things that we're coached over and over again in practice. That way we can go out on Saturdays and it's easy,
Let's close with both of you. What else did you do growing up in high school? I mean, I know Andre was a great wrestler. How about you, Hamika? Okay. What did you do?
To be honest, my freshman year, I played basketball, and I really wasn't it. So I tried.
Have you seen him hoop?
I don't want to.
you don't want to. You don't want to talk about it either. Hey, we're running out of time, guys. Really appreciate it. I want to ask you, though, Andre, about the gymnastics team and Isis and the team going to the Nationals. You were there. What kind of thrill and rush was that at Gale when I believe it was Caitlin Yanish hit and scored 9.9 and off they go. I was told you were as excited as anybody.
Honestly, it was lit. Like Gil was rocking, rocking. Her teammates.
Were you there, Hamika?
I ain't gonna say no.
Okay.
Isis teammates actually was telling me to do all these chants and stuff, and I was like, man, I'm more of an introvert, so I was a little nervous at first, but then we was doing one chant, and then the whole crowd was coming with me, so I was like, okay, when we found out, I'm just happy and I'm just proud, not just for Isis, but also everybody, because I know how hard it is to not only just win, but go to Nationals at that. Like, they're going to the big dance, and that's so awesome for them. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for this university. Coach Chaplin, all of them, I'm really happy for all of them,
Thanks a lot, Andre, for the time. We appreciate it. Yeah. Hamika, thanks. This was great. Really appreciate you guys. Looking forward to seeing what unfolds. The spring session up in Beaverton, autographs afterwards. We'll talk more about that as we go. But great talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Great show. That'll wrap things up as we bring you another podcast brought to you in part by Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beaver today.
That's Anjay Hughes Murray, Hamika Rishi Jr. That's this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast.
We got the names right now.
Here we go.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.